But welcome back to the show. Joining us now in the studio, we have a normal mayoral candidate, Mark Tiratilli, joining us. Mark, first of all, thanks for taking time out of your schedule to be with us this afternoon.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
So we had a press conference this afternoon. Normal Councilman Jeff Fritzen holding this press conference announced yesterday. We didn't have any idea what it was going to be about, just knew it was about town finances. And, well, he had a speech. It was about 10 pages in length, and that's with, like, 14-point font. And the biggest takeaway I got was towards the end of his speech, this line that he read here: "The reckless, irresponsible, and indefensible attack on many of Normal's strengths during the just-completed mayoral and council campaign was misleading to the electorate and damaging to the town's brand." I would say that was the most hyperbolic statement made by Councilmember Fritzen. And while you were never directly addressed in this this press conference, it's very clear that your campaign was being targeted by Councilmember Fritzen, and we just wanted to get you on here to offer some sort of rebuttal. What do you make of this press conference, and just give us your immediate reaction?
I was surprised by this. There are so many points that you could get down into the weeds on. I think this all stems from what Mr. Fritzen believes to be true. The whole litany of everything he lays out hinges on something he's got on his third page, where he says, statements taking issue with town debt and taxes, claims that streets are neglected and policies are damaging our public school system, among others, can be valid points of contention if the arguments have a foundation. So I'm going, he's just given me my rebuttal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I tell you that everything that I offered up came from the town's own documentation. Everything I said does have a foundation. All of my videos, all of my numbers are still up on the website. So I would be happy to enter into a conversation with him at any time or with anyone about the foundation that I have for what I've said all throughout the campaign. So what I said is substantiated, and therefore the arguments are valid.
Sure, and you know, I think there was one statement where he said the sky was not falling in Normal, and you know, I was making the comment, and with a lot of my colleagues back at the newsroom, that I've frequently said I thought the Normal mayoral campaign was much more low-key, much less controversial than the Bloomington race. So when I read this, just the text of Councilmember Fritzen's speech, I thought to myself, man, this does not sound like the campaign that I saw. I mean, you weren't throwing personal attacks anywhere at all. Neither was Mayor Coos. But why weren't these numbers addressed earlier? What I'm wondering is why Councilmember Fritzen didn't address myself or Scott and Patty in the morning or Mark Strauss in middays or Susan also in the morning. Why didn't they say, hey, give us a second to come on because we think this candidate is fudging the numbers. We don't think these are true. Why wasn't this brought to our attention?
I have had the same question all afternoon. Why now? I've been talking about these numbers for weeks, for months, going all the way back. In fact, some of them, even before I was running, I brought some of these concerns up to the council. I don't know why. And we were going through the campaign saying, you know, all they've got to throw at me is maybe you won't have enough time if you have a teaching job. I mean, that's it. That's all you got. Nobody was attacking my numbers. Nobody was attacking my policy statements. There was no refutation anywhere throughout the campaign. And there's really been no refutation anywhere along what Mr. Fritzen presented here. He states the numbers of $94 million in debt, and he says it's a matter of opinion of whether we think that's too much. And that's exactly what I've been talking about. The only thing we can argue about is policy. Is this enough debt? Is this a debt load that we're comfortable with? That's what the campaign centered around.
Mm-hmm. And one of the arguments that the Councilmember Fritzen made was that, town employees are fearing for their pensions. They're fearing for their jobs based on some of this rhetoric we saw in the campaign. Have you gotten that sense from many town employees, or have you heard offhandedly, hey, people are getting freaked out by the stuff you're saying? I mean, what are you hearing?
I haven't heard anything about a freak out. Mm-hmm. I do know what I said. I never said that the town was planning to default on pensions. What I did say was that repeatedly, I said this over and over, and I've got a video where I stated again on my website. You can go to my Facebook page or markformayor.com, M-E-R-C-F-O-R, and you'll see it. And what I say is that the town of Normal has actually done a better job than most communities in the area and in the state at addressing their pension funding. Mm-hmm. And what I've been saying is that despite those efforts, the levels keep going up and up and up to a tenfold increase over the last 15 years, now standing at $100+ million. So it's not that anybody's incompetent. And as I said over and over again, even in the debate with Mr. Coos, when he could have refuted any of these things, I said, I have the utmost respect for the town staff and the town's finance department that has kept Normal in such good standing to get AAA ratings on its bonds. All of that is to underscore how big the pension problem is. That's what I'm saying, is that we know it's this big. I'm hoping to encourage people on the council to understand how big it is so that we can address that rather than spending money on Portillo's or on Rivian or some others. I mean, let me go to the town's documentation one more time from their work session in November. They listed strengths for the town, some concerns, and actual threats to the town of Normal. And they list a couple of things under threats. Number five is pension funding. And number nine is town tax increases, which is what they've said they would need if they were going to borrow even more. So the town staff is already saying, yes, these are threatening issues. I'm not saying anything that they're not saying internally. I haven't presented any numbers that haven't come from them internally. And nobody has claimed that I have. Mm-hmm. And I would challenge anybody to say that I said the town was going to default on its pension payments. Mm-hmm. That's simply not true.
So we got some election news yesterday. Of course, those absentee and provisional ballots came in, and after the final count, you fell about 11 votes short in the race. This might be a bit of a loaded question, but I got to ask, do you think the timing of this press conference and with this contention in this mayoral race and with you, I assume, actively seeking a discovery recount, I mean, do you think the timing of this all kind of correlates together?
I have no idea, and I'm not going to speculate on it. It's really a question as to why now, why these things weren't discussed, why there wasn't a concern earlier. I really don't know. I do know that this seems to be in a similar vein to the stance that was taken with Bloomington, you know, where the council got together and came out with a statement. This is not a diplomatic way to approach conflict. If Mr. Fritzen has a concern that he wants to address with me, I'd be more than happy to talk with him. That's been my policy. That's been one of the themes of the campaign, is let's have people have a discussion. Let's let them get their statements out there, feel like they've been heard. And that takes away a lot of the anger and frustration when issues come up.
Mm-hmm. We mentioned this discovery recount, and you've launched a GoFundMe effort because, and we talked about this with McLean County Clerk Kathy Michael yesterday, recounts are not cheap. You're predicting the legal fees could range anywhere from $5,000 to $15,000. So you're getting this process started, and how are you feeling about it thus far? Do you think you're going to be able to get this discovery recount?
Yes, the discovery mm-hmm. recount is fairly straightforward. We're mm-hmm. allowed to look at up to 25%. So 31 precincts, I'll be able to look at up to 7. There's a $10 fee per precinct. And then it's time and expense for me to assemble a team to look at the ballots. The county clerk is not there to offer assistance. They're there to handle the ballots. So it's not like I can pick them up. They take care of all the logistics of whatever it is that we're seeking. And we have to then see if there's a basis for a full-blown recount. So you can't go to the circuit court and say, hey, it's been a close race. We'd really like to recount it. That's not good enough. You really have to show that you have credible evidence that if this pans out, would change the outcome of the election. So there's a potential for it. There were 96 ballots cast that did not record a vote for mayor. Does that mean that those circles were truly empty? Or does that mean there was a mark that didn't get read properly by the machine? Mm. That is not looked at in the normal process. The only way to check that is through the discovery. So the potential is there. The discovery lets us find out if it looks like there's a very good basis for overturning the election. And then you would have to petition for a full recount ordered by a judge.
Very good. Well, Mark, we're just about out of time this afternoon, but is there anything you'd like to get out there that I have not been able to ask you yet?
Again, I'm really proud of the campaign that we ran. I had fantastic people. I'm proud of the race that we ran. And I even called Mayor Coos to say how pleased I was that on both sides it was about issues and about policy, and it was never personal up until this mm-hmm. point. So, again, I was surprised, as many people were today. Jeff, if you're listening, would love to talk to you sometime. But, again, all the numbers I put out there are from the town's own records. Mm-hmm. The biggest issue that concerns me is what could be happening with the TIF extension. That's why I've been running this campaign.
Very good. And just before we let you go, Mark, we know you have this GoFundMe started for the recount fees. I know it was very much in its infancy. I'm sure this was just recently launched. But do you have any tallies yet? Do you know how much you've raised?
We've had a few $1,000s pledged already, so it's coming along, and we're probably going to need more.
Excellent. Best of luck to you moving forward. That again, Mark Tiratilli, a Normal mayoral candidate, joining us on the Afternoon Report on WJBC and WJBC.com. Mark, we really appreciate it.
Thank you.